Some other people use it. Shane and and Chuck. And now it's not working. I know you can't trust them guys. Anyway, I'm going to try to. Pam suggested I try to stay behind. Well, Mike told her to tell me stay behind the pulpit as much as you can. So when people are listening on the CDs or on the internet, they might have some blanks. And we're going to send them a little letter that says, if you want to get all of it, come to Osage Baptist Church. John 4. Now, you're familiar with this passage because this is the passage where Jesus goes to the woman at the well. He goes to the Samaritans. And it is in this passage that the Lord teaches us about worship. I think that Brother Matt, over the last several years, has taught us a lot about worship. He's taught me a lot about worship. And as I was had this on my mind for quite some time, but I'm telling you, I won't even be able to scratch the surface. I mean, it won't even be a tiny scratch to what the Bible teaches us about worship. But I just want us to kind of open the doors today to this, and perhaps the Lord will speak to our heart about where you and I are at personally with our worship. Now, I want to ask you before we get started here today, have you ever worshiped? Now, you would say, well, of course I have. I mean, I go to worship service every Sunday morning at Osage Baptist Church. Of course I have worshiped. But what does it mean when the Scripture talks about worship? What is it talking about? When it's talking about your personal worship, what is it talking about? And as I looked at what the Bible teaches us about worship, and there again, I could just barely get started that to even introduce myself to worship in a very small way. So let's stand together as we give reverence to the reading. Very short passage in John the 4th chapter and verses 23 and 24. And if you have a red letter edition Bible, you know it's Jesus is the one that is speaking here. And so he says in verse 23, but the hour cometh, and now is. So he's told us it's going to be in the future, it's now. This is where we're at. We're not waiting for something else to take place. We're at the point right now. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshiper. The true worshiper. So he makes a significance here. He he points out that there could be worshipers that are not true worshipers. There could be folks that are putting on a show. There could be those that are saying that they know about worship when they really do not know about worship. And so he makes a distinction here. The true worshiper shall worship the Father. Now he gives us two words that we're going to investigate this morning. The true worshiper worships the Father, and he uses these two words. You know them well because you've read this passage and you've heard this passage preached on many times. The first word is spirit. The true worshiper worships the Lord in spirit. And then the second word that he uses is in truth. So in spirit and in truth. And then he says, for the Father, what's that next word? Do you remember what we talked about last Sunday morning? That he was pursuing us. Well, he's pursuing us in worship. He seeketh such to worship Him. God is a spirit, And they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Father, we come before Your throne, and we pray, Lord, that You would open our spiritual eyes today. Oh, Lord, help us. God, I pray, just come in among us. Lord, I pray that You would open our eyes to the truth of Your Word this morning in such a way that not only will You be pursuing us, but we'll be pursuing You in worship. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Gwen and I were discussing this subject one morning at breakfast about worship. She gave a great definition of it, and I kept trying to get her to repeat it, and I didn't write it down, but I got as close to it as I could. It's an act of reverence. Worship is an act of reverence. What do you do when you reverence someone or something? When you give reverence to that, we want our young people to learn that when they come into this part of the facility, we want them to show respect and reverence. Now, that doesn't mean that they worship this building. That doesn't mean that we worship this place that we come to worship in. It's not the facility. But what does it mean to show reverence? Webster defines worship in this way. It's an act of paying divine honors to a deity. So he doesn't specify the deity as being the Heavenly Father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And so that makes all the difference in the world, because the creed, we are paying honor to the Creator of the universe, the one who created us, the one that causes our heart to beat every beat that it takes. We are paying reverence to Him. You and I are so blessed, and we're giving reverence to God through that. Now, this is Gwen's definition and mine kind of put together. A feeling of gratitude expressed either vocally, silently, or with our body language. Now, Gwen's going to say, I didn't say that. Well, she said some of that. She said the gratitude part of that. Jesus and the woman at Jacob's well, number one. He says to true worshipers, and He gives us these two words, spirit and truth.